Pittsburgh at close in the house, looking fine, headed to Detroit for yet another honor. Good morning, Birgit.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. One of the, 100 most influential
women in Michigan. Yes. Nice. And I want to congratulate the other 99. And there are well over a dozen from West Michigan. So we should be very proud and about the talent that we have in our community. So thank you.
That Adam was a talented farmer, cherries and apples, and I mean, agriculture, how important is that to the state of Michigan? And where does the right place fall in this type of subject, Birgit?
It actually fits very well. Agriculture is the second largest industry in Michigan, the second largest industry in Michigan. And we are the second most diverse state for agricultural products in the United States, the second most diverse.
Which means?
Which means California is first. That means we have over 300 specialty crops in the state. When we travel often with the governor and he talks about, obviously, our manufacturing and automobiles and our advanced manufacturing, mobility industries and so on, but he always talks about our agricultural industry, its diversity, and he likes to talk about the ABCs, apples, blueberries, and cherries. We're the second largest apple producer in the country behind Washington. We're the largest blueberry grower in the country. I've seen Michigan blueberries in Switzerland at a market. Yes, and the Chinese have discovered the health properties of blueberries. We're just trying to figure out how do you get blueberries from Michigan to China? And they're starting to grow them on their own. And then, of course, we are the second largest cherry, particularly sour cherry grower in the country. So listening to this farmer, he is the basis. He is the tip of the iceberg, if you will, in terms of representing the agricultural community. And when I listen to him, but he also packages, he obviously sells locally. So the larger farms, and he said he had 500 acres, are also becoming vertically integrated and often are becoming not only farmers, but are starting to process or cold storage, selling them, all the way down to Florida, which means that they are wealth producers. If they sell their apples in Florida, new money comes to the area. But they're really the basis for our food processing industry, which is huge in West Michigan and which is where the right place comes in. It's one of our strategic priorities in terms of growing jobs. And in our 13-county region, we have over 240 food processing companies. And that doesn't include Kellogg because they're in the region to the south of us. But there is a great recognition that if we continue to want to have farms like his, and he talked about the availability of capital, et cetera, pardon me, and growing new farms. But if we have a good food processing industry following into the footsteps of the farmer, then I believe we can also preserve our family farms like his because he's obviously third generation. Mm-hmm. And so what we're experiencing is that a lot of people obviously are beginning to understand where your food is grown. And we don't want it to be schlepped, several thousand miles from. So then if we have it here and we can make apple juice out of the apples that we grow here or frozen blueberries then we also keep, that production and that processing part here, which creates then another whole batch of different jobs. So we have seen quite the growth in our food processing industry. But it starts with dairy farmers, cherry farmers, apple farmers, apple growers, blueberries, strawberries, peaches, you name it. So the best place to see all of that is at our multitude of farmers markets, which, of course, is another part of a development where people go to farmers markets. They're growing. It's another great way of showcasing and buying local produce and supporting your local farmer. Mm-hmm. And so it all works together. It builds on each other. I mean, the farm, the markets, and then the food processors, and that's where we come in.
Stork doesn't bring those cute little blueberries in the carton, does it? Somebody has to put the stork doesn't bring that.
No. Somebody has to pick them, you know.
Are you a blender person? Do you put your blueberries with your apple and your
stuff? No, I'm putting my blueberries on top of my Greek yogurt with the honey that we grow with a group of friends. So
that's close enough.
Yeah. So we have a group that actually we have our own beehives. So
another side to you we need to discuss. See? Hey, you want to talk long-term planning for your
region? Yeah, we are. I think I've briefly mentioned this before, but as I think most of your listeners now know, we are great believers in looking ahead. While we do our day-to-day work in terms of delivering the jobs, working with the food processors or the IT companies and making sure that those jobs stay here and grow, we also are the organization that looks out long-term about the growth of the region and how do we continue to position West Michigan as the place for business. Both the companies we have, the companies that want to come here, and the companies that want to get started here. And so we're in the process of updating our strategic plan, looking both at the strategies of, you know, the next 3 years, but then all the way out for 10 years and saying, what is going to change in the world? Where are the potential hiccups over the next 3, 5, 6, 7 years, and then continue to position West Michigan for the place to do business. And there are not very many organizations in the area that actually take that balloon up 20,000 feet and say, what's happening? And where are we playing? Where are we playing well? Where do we need to beef it up? And what's more importantly, what's new on the horizon? You know, years ago, we identified the food processing industry as a growth area. We, of course, identified medical devices as a big growth area. The whole medical square mile area as a obviously a huge growing area, not only for R&D, but also talent attraction. So what else is coming down the pike? And it's clearly related to the information technology companies and age related to the way we move people from A to B. So this was a big discussion at the Mackinac Policy Conference, the whole mobility movement. And I'm not just talking about how we get from A to B, but the connected vehicle. What does that mean for our infrastructure, our roads, if we have, you know, either electric cars or self-driving cars, you know, the sensor industry, all of those things are starting to then play into another very big business sector we have, and that's our auto suppliers and our IT companies. And how do we marry those two? Because what the auto companies are doing, whether it's Ford, VW, GM, they all have their offices in Silicon Valley now to work with the tech industry on how do you make really a connected vehicle, which then has implications for the roads. In other words, you know, what kind of sensors do we have to have along the roads? We're developing in the state Willow Run to test these vehicles. There is huge research going on in the state. And if we as a state and want to stay competitive in this industry, we have to be a leader in this industry. And then where does West Michigan play its role to keep ahead of that that game? And it's happening very quickly.
Quick comment on your recent trip to Germany?
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, our statewide partner, of course, we hosted an event in southern Germany, in Stuttgart. Of course, that's their auto capital. And we hosted nearly 50 companies to talk about that are not here yet or that want to expand here to what we have to offer, how the state has changed, how we have to reposition ourselves. And, you know, I obviously represented the state, but in addition to that, of course, our own region. And it was very well done. And it gives you access to a larger group of companies in one day versus visiting 47 one at a time. So very well done.
As you do a very well done job sharing what's happening under the umbrella of the right place and more advancing the West Michigan economy. How do we find out more information, Birgit Close?
Always at our website, which has been updated and is very easy to navigate, www.rightplace.org. And there's a lot of information on there that, you know, your listeners can use, including terrific statistics about the community, etc.
So, what would you like our listeners to do?
And you always be our ambassadors. And wherever you go, you are always part of us marketing your region.
Thanks. Enjoy your day.
Thanks.